Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. 2 Corinthians 2, verses 12 and 13. Paul says, "When I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, even though a door was opened for me in the Lord, my spirit was not at rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I took leave of them and went on to Macedonia." We're going to just stop and get our challenge from these two verses today. If you have heard me teaching on the end of 1 Corinthians in chapter 16, we saw that there he actually had an open door for ministry, and even though there was opposition, he knew he was supposed to stay. But in this situation, even though God had opened a door, his spirit wasn't at rest because he didn't find his brother Titus. So even though there was an open door in Troas, he really felt like he needed to go on to Macedonia. Here's why. Paul's reason to go to Troas was to hopefully see Titus and to hear how the church in Corinth had responded to his harsh letter. Remember, we have been looking at how Paul wrote this hard letter to them, dealing with some sin that was in the church and telling them to deal with it, and that they had his authority with them as they did. As we just saw in yesterday's challenge, once they had done that, he now wanted them to reach out to that individual in love and reconciliation because of his grieving and because of his repentance for the sin, and he wanted them to minister to him. But Paul was curious how the church had responded to the harsh letter as well. And so Paul is writing to them saying, look, I didn't want to grieve you. I didn't want to hurt you. But, you know, at the same time, sometimes that's necessary. But so he goes to Troas to hear from Titus how they were doing, and Titus wasn't there. And so he doesn't know at this point how the church has responded to that harsh letter that he sent to them. And he heads on to Macedonia to find out what's going on. So here's the question. Do you care for the church like Paul does and did? Now, I'm not just talking to pastors. Definitely, for those of us who are pastors, we're to shepherd God's flock that's under our care, not under compulsion, but willingly. We're not doing it for the money, but because of our love. We're not doing it to exercise authority, but to be humble servants. And Paul makes a very interesting statement here in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 28. He's been listing all of the suffering that he's been through for the sake of Christ: hardship, imprisonment, beatings, shipwrecked. But listen to what he puts as well. He says, "And apart from other things, there's the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches." He actually added to his list of struggles the anxiety that he has for all the churches. He cared for so many churches as he was sending people like Timothy or Titus or others and Epaphroditus and checking on people and wanting to know how they were doing. And he would come to visit them, and then he would head on and pray for them as he went and ministered and start churches in other areas. Yet he still cared for the churches that were he was taking care of and had been a part of. And I live a very similar life in the ministry I have now as I travel around the country and encourage churches and pastors and help them walk with the Lord. And I understand the struggle a little bit. And Paul, we got it easier because we now have, you know, Twitter and Instagram and texting and emails and Facebook, and we have we can actually FaceTime somebody and call, and there's lots of ways we can check on each other. When Paul didn't have all that at his disposal, and he had to wait for a letter or a report from somebody after they had taken a boat trip or whatever to come report to him how things were going. And Paul, though, listen, he had a heart for the church. That's why he had no peace when he got to Troas. Even though God had opened a door for ministry, his heart for Corinth and the Corinthian church was so strong, he had to know what was going on with them. And let me ask you this question. Have you that kind of heart for your congregation as well? Or is it more about what you like and what you want? When you think of your church, do you think of the people there and your love for them and their love for you? Or do you think about whether or not you like the preaching or you like the music or you like the color of the carpet? Are you more interested in what church can do for you than what you can bring blessing to other people around you? It's not just for pastors to care for the church. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12 that the body ministers to each other. It builds each other up. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16 talks about that as well. We're to care for each other. And I'm going to challenge you today. Ask God to give you his heart for your local congregation. and also for the church around the world. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.